Stanley Locus rakes soil inside a yard at the Northern Nevada Correctional Center in Carson City, where he's been for about a year. He's part of a new program using inmates to help restore sage-grouse habitat, which has been under threat from invasive grasses and wildfires. But before a couple of weeks ago, he had never even heard of the sage-grouse, just sagebrush.
Well, actually, I learned that there was a bird that lives under that bush, that survives under that bush, that, you know, was the reason why we're growing this. And that makes it all the better for us because we're knowing that we're helping the community and the habitat out there.
Locus and about a dozen other inmates are sowing sagebrush seeds in about 35,000 planters that will later be put in the ground. The BLM has similar programs in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, working with a nonprofit group called the Institute for Applied Ecology. Rob Burton with the BLM's Winnemucca District says these types of projects are critical to the bird's survival.
Their whole diet turns, particularly in the winter, 100% sagebrush leaves, one of the few animals that can survive off of sagebrush because of the turpentine oils that are in sagebrush that make it unpalatable to most species. Sagegrass are able to digest it.
The sagebrush will sprout in their containers for about 6 months, after which another group of inmates will plant them around the Great Basin. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.